Hello and welcome to Create Away with Art Bundance. I'm your host, Wendy Fadan, and today I'll be interviewing Amy Heil. Amy Heil is a creator, motivator, and educator. She's also a mother, partner, mixologist, gardener, and painter. Amy received her BA in Communication Studies from Canisius College in Buffalo, New York, and since then she's been finding new opportunities to share creativity and kindness throughout her community in Martha's Vineyard. She has served as a personal coach and mentor to artists, musicians, and performers in many capacities as they develop their emotional and professional pursuits. Though she never considered herself a formal artist, Amy was able to tap into her creativity and find peace, solace, and clarity in making art and performing daily rituals. That's when Amy developed Lighten Up, her website, to support others and help them connect to their most authentic selves through art, play, imploration, which means inward exploration, and energy work. Amy believes that play in any form is a wonderful tool to process trauma, realize your potential, or simply lighten the mood. Sometimes you just need to explore your creativity and watch how it lifts a weight off your shoulders and helps you to lighten up. So let's welcome Amy Heil. So welcome, Amy. Very glad to have you here. And let's see. I know Amy already a little bit because we know each other from our experience with Art Bundance, as you know, the title of our my podcast is Create Away with Art Bundance. So that's a big part of what I do, and I give everyone art assignments at the end of every podcast. So Amy is, you know, knows all about Art Bundance, and she lives it, she breathes it, she she makes it part of her business, and so yeah, she's done a lot. So welcome, Amy, just glad to have you on here.
Thank you, Wendy, I'm glad to be here.
Yay. So let's see, I know a little bit about your website, but I would love to hear your journey towards this website that you've developed and this business that you've developed for yourself. And the website Lighten Up, I don't know if that is the main business that you do, or if it's kind of like this tiptoe into Art Bundance in the professional world. I know you do some other things, so I guess just give us the spiel.
The scoop is, yeah. I think that you describing it as tiptoeing into the water really describes any kind of project sprouting from this, you know, garden of our abundance. So, you know, we're here. I started 2010, I think, with Marnie and learning about what an art assignment was. And so it's kind of like once you find out what an art assignment is, you think about things differently. It shifts your thinking in instances of like, even in panic or like something's going wrong, have a almost like a shining creative like way to process it. Because I often, you know, we don't as adults sit down and say, oh, I just found this out about my job. I need to worry about unemployment. I'm going to sit down and draw a picture about why, what my solutions might be, how I might create a way out of this for myself. So, so back in 2010, I started with Art Bundance certification training, completed that, had a little boy, and, you know, was at a crossroads of what to do for work. Do I, in, you know, at those moments, you have to make big decisions. And so, Art Bundance, I think I started the website last year. So that's a long time. That's 10 years from learning about something to making the website. And I had a lot of help with the website. The way that Marnie's course works, once you take her course, you can license her other courses. So There's the wealth care courses, which have creative titles like Miracle Soup and Counting Your Blessings. And so kind of making processing in your life more fun. Like, how am I going to learn about gratitude? What's a fun way to, you know, learn about boosting your creativity? So these courses are Marnie's, and then I just kind of tweak them. I did some different art and quotes, and that process was awesome. And it's really amazing to have support from someone to say, here's the basis, here's the skeleton of the material, now run with it. So that's how I felt. And then you know, as with any kind of, I'm tiptoeing into the water, I'm in the wake, the waves are coming, and sometimes you have to like, oh, it's too cold, I'm gonna get back out. So and kind of like it up to my knees right now, like the whole process on the website is up and running. Lightenup.space is the how you find it on the internet. And so, you know, it's a balance between finding what works coaching wise. Like, it's hard not to do a live component with Marnie's classes. It's hard to just get emails and do the work yourself, because the delightful part of it is working together and sharing, and then hearing the insights of the people in your group is amazing. So that's been a fun playground to attend, a fun play group. And so my coaching that I've been doing for the past 5 years has mainly been with my day job, Head Start, and that is working with families before their children go to kindergarten. So that I've learned a lot about my own biases, my own objectivity in reporting, you know, asking what as a coach, what are they coming to me for? Why would they, you know, do they want me to tell them what to do? Or do we do an assignment and figure out what you want to do? So it's hard to do that with you know, 3 and 4 year olds, but we can play a lot and we do a lot of art. So I would say I'm at the end of my school year, about to dive into the ocean.
Cool.
With my business. So hopefully it should be getting more vibrant out there.
Yeah. So regarding the coaching, what was your journey in moving into coaching? Like, helped make your decision to actually start doing coaching, and how did you first get into it?
Oh, so I had already done the our ACT certification training. So we had been given guidance as to whether we wanted to go towards being a speaker or go towards coaching. So it didn't really take on as a job that I was doing and actively pursuing until Head Start. So I started working, and we would mentor each other in, you know, different courses. As far as clients coaching, yeah, it's been working with families and children through my job, which has been the last 5 years. So
I think that's great. Yeah. When I first got into, I took Marnie's, I was in Marnie's inaugural group actually when she first started it. So that was a long time ago.
On the telephone.
Yes, exactly. Before there was Zoom, which is hard to imagine now. Oh my goodness. Wow. So yeah, I think that was 2008 or 9 or something. I'm not sure. It might have been 2000. But anyway, it was, yeah, coaching was a stumbling block for me personally, because I was very insecure about it. And so I am interested in hearing how other people move into it, what their journey is like, because it was a bit of a struggle for me. And I ended up giving it up because I felt I was too, I was getting too attached. I think I was getting too, I couldn't detach enough, I think, to let the other person go with the flow. I was having trouble giving up control, I guess. As a coach, you know, and that's something I really has been a process for me. I'm finally understanding now what that's all about as far as being a coach and letting the other person be the one to go through the journey, basically kind of leaving it up to the process and just giving them, you know, giving them what I give them and yes. then stepping away and moving, you know, getting out of the way so that they can go through that, that process on their own and come up with their own conclusions about what, whatever it is that they're going to be getting out of the, mm-hmm. the experience. That was a hard thing for me to learn, as a coach. And also I also have had this sense of responsibility, I guess, which was difficult for me because I had, you know, I have two kids and they were very young at the time. So I kind of felt like I was also, because of that, because I kept getting in the way, you know, I felt that sense of responsibility, which I really shouldn't have had. I'm realizing now.
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your experience with that? Did you have any trouble with anything like that, or was
precisely
it?
Precisely that. That is really? My profession. Yes. So we do, and our little group here, I live on Martha's Vineyard, and it's a, you know, rural kind of area, you know, in the wintertime. And so with our little group, what we do is we videotape each other coaching with a family and then talk about it. And we pick something that we want to fix. And so my thing this time was less interrupting. And so I asked the coach, what do you want then? A video of me just watching a family and not talking? Like, what does it look like when you're not interrupting? Mm. You know? And so that's what I've been working on this month. You know, and it is true. It's, you know, because of the nervousness of wanting to show up for somebody and being in the moment. You should see, we go to people's houses with a bag of all these stuff to do, so much so that the little kids coming around looking in the bag like, what's next? What's next? What's next? So, yeah. So part of it, like why they're there, like everyone being clear about why they're in the situation, why am I getting coached? What do they want from me as a coach? And then having that in mind as you go through the process, then you can be a little more free in the play of, okay, we're just going to open up a little bit in practice today, or we're going to, you know, I mean, when you're in people's houses and you're like, elbows are on the syrup from the morning breakfast and you're like, okay, let's, you know, make, you know, a mask out of a paper plate, or, you know, so it's the sense of play and the sense of being open to whatever happens and being comfortable with the silence too, being comfortable with like,
true.
Processing and thinking about, you know.
The element of play, when I was reading on your website, you mentioned that is a very important part of the process and of the coaching. So and that is a big part of what Marnie's taught us as well, is to enjoy the play. And it is interesting how through play, you know, that's just using the word play, it really does get your mind into a new, you know, mindset, I guess, you know, where you're just, you know, there's no more, because normally it takes away that problem solving, you know, aspect that, like, I'm a problem solver. That's always been the kind of person I am. And I feel like if I'm not giving a solution, I'm not doing anything. That's been a really hard thing for me to get over, and just to trust the play and the process of play, and allow people to get whatever they're supposed to get out of this experience of play.
Yeah, like give them the opportunity to have their own experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
You just set up the room. You can set up the room for it, the virtual room where they're like, okay, imagine this and imagine that, and then take it from there.
You know, I'm very interested in how you've set up those. Thanks for mentioning that in your shop, the different workshops that you have on your page and your website, where you've offered these different programs and have your own spin on it.
because I actually invested in the wealth care program as well in the very beginning, and I've done absolutely nothing with it.
Yeah, same. But it, when I mean, think about when you made that investment, it was like, wow, this is really, you know, it's pretty timeless, and it has come around to be really more timeless. And so that's a good feeling to know that it's not obsolete information. You know, she wrote a lot of it from the heart. She, you know, it's genuine. It's like, I don't know, play-based, research-based, play-based. So I think it's pretty timeless, but that was part of the apprehension is of like, I want to do something with this, you know, like we need to put it down or at least start with it. And so specifically the process, I use AWeber. It's like a notification system for emails, and you put the information in, and then if somebody orders the class, it's automatically sent to them. What the four classes in the wealth care, that's their process. And then I just wrote my own little mini course, and it was around the Olympics. It was Olympic boundaries, I called it. So
I noticed that. I was very intrigued by that.
That one. And as soon as I figure out how I can do like a free code, I will send that to you and your listeners too, because I want to do a live component for Olympic boundaries. It's a 5-day or five themed course. It could be 1 day over 5 weeks, something like that. But something like a call-in Zoom, like we do with Marnie, where the group can work together and meet new people. I mean, it's really fun to meet other artists and, you know, play makers.
Absolutely. And just Olympic boundaries, just that title really, really caught me. Can you tell us a little bit more about that course?
So I know I'm going to cheat. I want to look at the website to see the beautiful verbiage, but I'm thinking about, like, right now I'm just thinking about the rings of the Olympics themselves, because that's I base it on the colors, blue, black, red, yellow, and green. And each of those colors for the Olympic rings represents a continent. So then I kind of sort of dove into the continent. In each of the days, there's a playlist from artists from that continent. So you could listen to the music from YouTube videos while you're doing the art abundance work. And then I picked tarot cards, like our friend in class did the other day. And that took a little bit of meaning from what the tarot card was saying. So I feel like that maybe would be a fun group to start. So in, I don't know if July, but maybe in a month or two, I would like to start that. Whereas they would receive one email a week, and then maybe later that week we'd meet live and talk about it and share experiences. But boundaries themselves are, you know, I mean, we just came through COVID and back in and out, and it's like a pore on your skin, you know, you're stretching, opening, closing. So we're kind of, everyone's been practicing, and give ourselves credit for practicing our boundaries during this time. You know, we think about all what we need to do, what we need to do still. And we've protected ourselves through some pretty heavy stuff. And so trusting ourselves and knowing how much we can take, how much social activity do we need, how much, you know, for our job, for our life. So, you know, a lot of things have changed. And so when you were aware of your boundary is, and when you can play with where it is, you know, then it's helpful to, it's just helpful also to do it ahead of time before your boundary's been breached. You know, when you're like sitting there, like, I'm hurt. Why am I hurt? That didn't feel right. Why did I let that happen? Well, I wasn't looking for it. Well, so
yeah, it is true. Play. Absolutely. It's true that, boundary Olympics or Olympic boundary. What was it called? Olympic boundaries.
Olympic boundaries.
Because you really do have to exercise your boundaries to really be able to be good at it. I know that that's something that I've struggled with a lot in my own life. So I'm sure that this is something that a lot of people can relate to. It's just, you know, setting the whole idea of setting boundaries and constantly readjusting your boundaries sometimes, and just, you know, reevaluating your boundaries, and just exercising your boundaries on a regular basis is something that that we have to do. That way, when when it's time to actually use that boundary is solid and healthy.
Right.
It's established.
It's like a muscle. Yeah. It's like a muscle. So it's definitely, you know, and there's different boundaries that you can have. There's, you know, emotional, you know, the physical. So it's kind of a little bit of play with all of that as well.
Very interesting.
Kind of boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see.
But I felt encouraged to just, having done the courses, every once in a while, Marnie has new courses where we get together and play in different ways. And so it's in the spirit of play. It really makes it easy to kind of, as you say, at the end of your podcast, do an art abundance for every, or an assignment, art assignment for everybody.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you can't really learn in just one or two. It's kind of a mindset change.
That's a perfect segue, actually. I'd like to, normally what I do at the end of, you know, of course, is to record a special art assignment at the end of the podcast. But since Amy is an art abundancer as well, I asked if she would be willing to do the art assignment instruction for us today, and I'm really happy that she's willing to do that. So I'd love to take, you know, turn the baton over to Amy for the art assignment of the day.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Awesome. Thank you, Wendy. We came up with this the other day. It's a fresh catch of an art assignment. going along with our maritime theme, the idea for this art assignment is to pick a topic. So think of a project or something you're working on or something that just pops into your head. If it's a topic, you have opinions about it. So as an anchor floats down to the bottom of the ocean or the sea, when you drop it, think of how, for just for a minute, take it maybe like 3 deep breaths. And as we're thinking about releasing, so as you think about releasing and dropping down into this activity, like an anchor that you drop off the side, imagine a straight line that goes down, and then as an anchor does, kind of shoots out onto either side with a point where you can envision of this topic. I should use an example. A summer job. I am thinking of some summer job, if I'm going to play it safe one way or if I'm going to be adventurous on the other side. So imagine what playing it safe would look like for you on one side of the anchor. And what would it mean? Similar to like if you were ordering up a massage and it's a, you know, I want a deep tissue or I want a light touch massage. So turning up the volume or turning up the strength of your risk factor in this exercise. So if you imagine the one side of the anchor is playing it safe, things you've always done or things that you're comfortable doing, and then what do they look like? And then back towards the other side, what would be the craziest thing that you could do in this realm? What would be the craziest summer job I could get that could be the most fun? I don't know if it would work with my schedule, but it would be so fun. So in between, what holds it together? Is it somewhere you want to be? So if you're thinking about it, or if you're drawing this, you can certainly draw it on a piece of paper and draw the anchor and start to doodle words that would equate to the safe spot. And then also, most importantly, as I mentioned the other day, when you drop an anchor, those boaters will know that it drags for a little bit. So when you're thinking about what you're comfortable with, versus what am I risking or what am I comfortable with risking, know that your boundary for that can be pushed in either direction. So account for it, negotiate, put it in the negotiations that there will be some sway in that, you know, drag of the anchor. So maybe, you know, like a bungee anchor, like have a little pull on it so that, you know, you're not so tied to either direction. But, you know, part of what Wendy and I were just talking about is boundaries and knowing your boundaries. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, we want to go out to Cape Hogue, but we don't know if that anchor is going to, you know, we'll go somewhere in Cape Hogue. There's not a parking spot, but we're going to get there. We're, you know, so, yeah. So being open to play is the most important in any of this, but yeah, you can take it and run with the ocean theme. You can draw a boat, you can have it tied down. You can, you can play with that too, if you'd like, in the art assignment, I welcome you.
Great. That was beautiful. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, I really enjoyed this conversation we've had. This has been wonderful. Please do visit Amy's website. It's lightenup.space. Yes, please give her a visit. Check out what she's got going on there. It's very interesting. And that will also give you a little more insight of what Artbundance is all about. So thank you, Amy, very much.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right.